And we are back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus, Monique Donnelly, and our special guest, another Woo-hoo! Couple friends of Monique Donnelly.
The Bovilles. I've got cool friends.
Kirk and Joni Bovill in the house
yes.
with us.
Woo-hoo!
Those actors that are out there, you better sit down and listen.
Well, now, and they're not just actors.
No, I realize that.
They are musicians, yes. Mm. Kurt, what do you...
Yes. Are you
guitar.
Saying the actor's not a musician?
Yeah, and I'm a professional mime, too. That's just,
fabulous. Yeah. Wow. Can you do a little on the air for us?
He really looks good.
Okay, go.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
I got the CD out, too.
He's really doing good. He's going to the left.
Really good.
He's going to the right. There he goes.
Nice. when did you start acting, Mr. Bovill?
Professionally, a couple of years ago.
Okay, that's crazy. What?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago? People don't just come to L.A. and start acting. No. Is that what you did? Seriously?
Yeah, I was... Well, if I back up, I was an athlete for several years, and then I coached in college for a while. Then I was a marketing executive for a decade and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I shifted gears. And
But wait, there's more.
Oh, my goodness.
So I
there's
break,
a wife.
Stepped out in faith in right in the middle of 07, right before the writer's strike. Ooh. And I booked my first film, went over to Europe and did it. It premiered at Sundance in 2009, and I've been working... Ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Normally not the way you do it.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing about that is that, you know, those people are out there that are procrastinating and saying, oh, well, I'm too old.
I know, right?
Or I can't do it. Or I don't have, I didn't start when I was 12.
Perfect example.
So I can't do it. There you go. I mean, his resume is pretty extensive too, which is pretty incredible.
How about you, Joni?
Yes. I started a couple of years before Kirk, that's all.
Oh, wow. So both of you.
We both worked in corporate in Silicon Valley, of all places. And we moved down here.
Is that where you guys met?
We met, at work about 9 years ago. We moved down here. And I was just done with the whole corporate scene. And I wanted to use those gifts and talents that I knew that the Lord had placed in me that I always put on the back burner because growing up in the Deep South, which is where I'm from in Mississippi, from a small family of 12.
Small, tiny, 12. Count right. them 12.
My a football holy. Team.
Where are you in that lineup?
I'm the youngest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So my the parents baby. Were more or less like, you know what? You just need to go to school and get what we heard referred to as a good job, in quotes. I'm holding up my fingers right now. A good job. So I went and did a business degree, and I got a job working in business and corporate. And all along, though, there was that yearning inside to come out. And so I finally decided to step out on faith
okay,
and say,
hear that,
I'm
going
to do it.
Do you hear that, people?
Yes.
You know, so, if God's given you gifts and it's kind of bubbling in there deep down inside. It is possible, right?
It is possible.
Okay, but let me ask you, though. Was this a God thing? I mean,
definitely.
You feel...
Okay. Definitely.
Right,
most definitely.
I wouldn't really actually suggest or promote going crazy unless it's like a God thing, right?
Yeah, completely. Okay. I feel completely like I can't say that I heard an audible voice, but I just knew. And knew that it was a God thing, and God saying that your time is now. And when I was moving from Northern California to L.A., and I was telling people, I'm going to move to L.A. and I'm going to work in the entertainment industry.
You're going to do
scary.
What?
Not even knowing at the time what I was going to do, because actually, in all truth, Kirk had the corporate job that I was following him to do, but I knew that I was going to pursue it, and people were like, yeah, right. Okay. Good luck with that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
but you know, it's been something that's been placed on us for a long, long time. I remember when we lived in Chicago, and that's when we were starting to do some of our own music. And we
Now you have two CDs, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
And who did all the writing of the songs?
I wrote all the songs. There's a couple I did a co-writing with on the music side with producer Randy Amata.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
But I wrote lyrics on everything. And it was kind of funny because when we first came out with that first CD, I was 39. And, again, it's like normally you're not dropping an album when you're 39. And,
last year.
Yeah. It's like last week. last week. Yeah,
his birthday.
Yeah. And then, but when that came out, it started getting some, it got airplay. And then it opened up doors for us around the country where we did stuff on different big churches around in the country. But what it really led us to do was it really opened up the door for us on the ministry side. Joni and I are an interracial couple, and you can't tell that. Listen to us on the radio.
You're what? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm white. Joni's black. And no one ever puts us together. And but that's how we were getting used at the very beginning. So we would be like, it could be, well, actually, let me back up too, because the thing is, usually they say the most segregated place in America is usually Sunday mornings in churches.
It
still is in a lot of ways. And we were up at a church, Jubilee Christian Center in the Bay Area, which was very, very diverse. And we were based out of there. It's the same place where Ron Canole was, and the Canole brothers were all at the same church. And but we started going out, and it just opened up doors. So we'd be at a, you know, it could be like an all black church, it could be an all white church, or it could be like a racially mixed churches. And there's some out there, like, you know, Shepherd of the Hills out here in Porter Ranch is very diverse, as an example. And but that's really where we got used, was we were fusing music, different styles. I was doing black gospel and pop and jazz and rock, and just throwing them all in one song.
Nice.
And because I just refused to do an
maybe
album.
Maybe not all in one song, honey.
Well, one album.
In one album.
No, that's a wild song.
No, there is. There's a couple
that's
that are like
Pink
that,
Floyd and that's fusion.
It's like, hold on.
But the thing is, I just didn't want to, you know, when God put us out here, it wasn't to be defined by the color of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that the music was supposed to be defined by a certain genre either. You know, it didn't have to be like a contemporary Christian has to be a certain thing. It has to be a Michael W. Smith or gospel has to be like a Kirk Franklin. There's nothing in between. So,
yeah.
You know, it's incredible. I mean, you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton, Rod, and Monique, and we're in studio with Kirk and Joni Beauville. You know, it's so incredible to me. You would think, as far as that goes, the church, you know, you're talking about segregation and being segregated on Sundays. It's so true. We did a test, actually, in Florida. A friend of mine at Frontline Outreach, which is an inner-city community center. And Larry's a black gentleman, and of course, I'm a white guy. And so we decided to go to a couple churches and to see. We went to a couple of black churches, and we went to a couple white churches. Larry and I both did. And it was so amazing that you would think you go to church, and that we went into a big, huge, mega white church. And when Larry was with me, the ushers would open a door. When Larry was by himself, they didn't. We went to the
weird.
This is the honest to God's truth as we're sitting here. And here's a pastor. He's a youth pastor still at Frontline Outreach. And both of us, so then we went to a black church, and almost the same identical scenario happened. And you would think to this day, and now this has been a few years ago, but that it doesn't, that racism is not in the church. And it's so incredible. We got to break down those barriers. I think your testimony alone, by just you guys being married, husband and wife, interracial couple that is doing it, you're in the industry, and God is using you, and he's going to use you and continue to use you because you have such a testimony just by you walking in the room. Yeah.
Well,
because nobody would think
I know we were talking about your music, and you were sharing with us earlier before the show that your CD has actually been a tool. You'll be out doing a film or a commercial and just kind of just throw to somebody and be blessed by that. So I love that you could be salt and light like that. That's
you know,
awesome.
This being the Christmas holidays for you listeners out there, as far as that, because we always do something live in studio here at Worship Factory. And we're going to take you out with a Christmas song, actually, for those listeners out there on this Christmas time of the year, actually for this Christmas Eve show. So I hope you enjoy it. It's the Beauvilles with Monique Donnelly and Rod Schreckengaust here at the studio at KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
this happy morning. Oh, Jesus, forevermore be thy name adored. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
You listen to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with Worship Factory.